appeared like the hulls of a lotus flower. His eyes appeared to spread like the petals of a lotus, and his smiling face exhibited the symbol of eternal peace and prosperity. He wore glittering shark-shaped earrings, and his helmet was bedecked with valuable jewels. The Lord's necklace of pearls and the bangles and bracelets nicely situated on his body all shone with a transcendental beauty. The Kaustuba jewel hanging on his chest glittered with great luster, and the Lord wore a beautiful flower garland.
What is the garland's name? Right. Go ahead.
After so much distress, when the kings and princes saw Lord Krishna with his beautiful transcendental features, they looked upon him to their heart's content, as if drinking nectar through their eyes, licking his body with their tongues, smelling the aroma of his body with their noses, and embracing him with their arms. Just by dint of their being in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all reactions to their sinful activities were washed away. Therefore, without reservation, they surrendered themselves at the lotus feet of the Lord. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that unless one is freed from all sinful reactions, one cannot fully surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord.
Sorry, interrupt. Who can tell the verse? Bhagavad Gita. One. Any other? You tell. Loudly. Very good. Anybody else? Can I again tell?
No, only first line.
Only two?
Only first line.
That's a very good sign. Now there are so many years. Huh? You have so many years, Guru Kuli, you should know this verse. Yes. What? You see, maybe another time. You tell.
Only the first line, Guru
Maharaj. Go ahead, first line.
Yesam tu angatam papam.
Yesam tu angatam papam.
Jananam punya karmanam.
Jananam punya karmanam.
Te danda moho nirmukta.
Te danda moho nirmukta.
Jante mam dilabrata.
Jante mam dilabrata.
Go ahead. Know the meaning? The meaning is there, right?
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that unless one is freed from all sinful reactions, one cannot fully surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. All the princes who saw Lord Krishna forgot all their past tribulations.
So what is surrender? Our Acharya says there are some points of surrender. You know how many points?
Six points.
You tell first point. Accepting what is favorable from Krishna consciousness. Second, quick.
Rejecting.
Please give me example. Give me example. That which is favorable from Krishna, accepting. Prasad. Explain. Prasad. Prasad, eat prasad, but only. don't take anything other than prasad.
Pizza.
Pizza land. Go to pizza land.
Association of non-devotees.
Huh?
Association of non-devotees.
That association of non-devotees. Reject. Rejecting, accepting. Okay. Third, who will tell?
Krishna is my only maintainer and shelter.
Krishna will maintain, firm faith, and protect. Any example?
Prahlad Maharaj.
Huh? Prahlad Maharaj is protecting. Huh? Maintaining. Then, other one? Other two?
Meek and humble.
This last one. One before?
Act for the interest of Krishna.
Everyone will remember the six? Now, who can tell the six? That's the who does not know, so that he can understand, he heard. Let's see, try.
Me?
Ask yourself.
Accept of his favor for Krishna's service. Reject what is unfavorable. Accept Krishna as our only maintainer, our only protector. Meek and humble, humility, and acting according to Krishna's pleasure.
Right? Yes or no?
Yes.
So who is saying yes? Can tell? All the six? Not you. Somebody else. Then you can understand whether you are hearing or not. The most important thing is hearing. What you are hearing. Then you can understand what your progress is. You are interested, you hear. So Sudhadharas, every day you are saying. First important thing is hearing. Very attentive. Jagannath Bhakta. Well, no? Krishna. Tony Blair, welcome. And at the same time, please tell what is surrender, 6 point. You don't know. How do you start bhakti? Bhakti means you must know what is surrender. Prabhupada said, answer of all ideal question is in my book. How Prabhupada can become sincere? What did he say? Anybody know? Act with heart, soul, everything sincerely.
Surrender unto me and I deliver you from all sinful reaction. And now we have to be first surrender.
How to surrender? How to surrender?
Yeah. But still I have this sinful reaction, so what to do?
Who is free from completely sinful reaction? Raise hand. Tony Blair.
No.
Anybody out of the bush? We have limitation.
with folded hands and with great devotion, they offered prayers to Lord Krishna as follows. Dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Master of all demigods, you can immediately remove all your devotees' pangs. Because your devotees are fully surrendered unto you. O dear Lord Krishna, O eternal deity of transcendental bliss and knowledge, you are imperishable, and we offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. It is by your causeless mercy.
Sagat, everybody is Sagat. Welcome. Ready? Krishna book. Maharaj ke bhi abhi sagat ki ja. His Holiness Namajagendra Swami ki ja. So give him a big smile. Everybody give him a big smile. Hare Krishna. Maharaj ki jai ho.
It is by your causeless mercy that we have been released from the imprisonment of Jarasandha. But now we pray that you release us from the imprisonment within material existence, your illusory energy. Please stop our continuous cycle of birth and death. We now have sufficient experience of the miserable material life in which we are fully absorbed. And having tasted its bitterness, we have come to take shelter under your lotus feet.
Now, having experienced bitterness of material life. Huh? Who has experienced bitterness of material life? You understand, if somebody has not, that means he has desire to pass it. Unless you have got bitterness, you won't come. Not that much genuine desire. One is negative side and positive. Bhupas, you should have very negative attitude towards materialistic world. Then you can make advancement. This one negative side. The positive are very much eager. Both are there, very good combination. Understand? Unless we are negative, how will it work? You understand? There's no other sector other than that, Krishna. Is that clear? Say, oh, so nice, life is so nice. How, why you will go back to God? Tell me. He's enjoying here. Something will keep him here. He's attached. So many things I don't want to mention. We all know. If you look at me, what I like, coveting, hankering, more. You like to go. Preaching so much nice. We still know, see, it's wonderful this place. How can you go back to God? Beyond feeling it there. He's not praying to Lord. He says, yes, we have sadness. Oja, I told him, 8 years passed. Then suddenly he said, you have not got up early in the morning? He means, sir, have you done it now? 9, 10 o'clock. Both of you have got any children? Why? After some time, I ask you, why? We don't want to go back to God. What can I say? He'll say like that. What can I say? Yeah. You don't want to go back to God in this life. Huh? What can I answer to this?
Dear Lord, O killer of the demon Madhu, we can now clearly see that Jarasandha was not at fault in the least. It is actually by your causeless mercy that we were bereft of our kingdoms, for we were very proud of calling ourselves rulers and kings.
Somebody has got pride, somebody has got arrogance, somebody has got dhamma, what is your dhamma? Proud. Somebody has got feeling, I am aristocratic. have big position, big power, big beauty, proud of all these things. He won't feel any prayer to him. Never. All shallow, not deep. That's it. He is doing for the sake of doing, but not at heart, disgusted with it. Unless you are disgusted. Bhakti Parasarva Bhakti. You will be disgusted with it. For the material life, you are enjoying something. Why like to go back to body? Yeah? Yes or no?
A ruler or king who becomes too much puffed up with false prestige and power gets no opportunity.
Good English. Popped up. It's like a rice pop up. I like it.
Prestige and power gets no opportunity to understand his real constitutional position and eternal life.
You are a big balloon. That Prabhupada's story. One is thinking, I have got... He's a potter. He's thinking all of us like that. We are clear on. Everybody is dreaming and playing. Either daydream or nightdream. He's thinking, I have got so many pots. 8 pots. I will sell, make it 30 pots. Then again, sell it, make 100 pots. Then 1,000 pots, making money, making money, making money. One day I will become millionaire. Then so many people work under me. I have got also family. I will see they are obedient. I mean, whatever I say, they listen, they become obedient. But suddenly I find my wife said, no, no, she won't listen. What? I kick her! I kick. Actually kick. Sometimes you do in the dream. Suddenly, dream comes to an end. And he find his pot all broken. So all his deeds are useless. So we are also planning like that. You don't know. Each of us has got plan. Anybody can deny? Nobody can deny. No, not planning, envisioning something. I will do this, then I will do this, then I will do this. But Krishna has got also a plan for each of us. So Krishna's plan will materialize ultimately, or our plan?
Krishna's plan.
Huh? So one is intelligent. Pravi shankitrai jagve jajate sumedhasa. One has got some brain substance. He is Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jai sakal vipad, all your problems solved. When you chant this, you find all your problems. How much you meeting? Resolution?
Revolution?
No solution? Better not spend much time, chant more time in things. Okay. If you have conviction, I am completely sold out to Krishna. I am a servant. Day and night work, he said, no more misery, material existence gone. Material existence means dukkha alayam, no more dukkha, no more distress, no more misery. Now do we believe? If we believe, we act. The servant of Krishna. You are not active, that means you don't have faith. Tony Blair is a drug. You have faith. Servant of, I have nothing to do with this material world. As much as this body to maintain, to this world dealing, we do that much. Rest, day and night, work for Krishna. All misery gone. Lord is called Hari. Hari means take care of all distress. Kevala Ananda Kanda. If you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, life will become more and more blissful. Sushukam, you see. This is the king of all knowledge, most confidential. And one can directly perceive, feel, and find, joyfully perform, chanting, dancing, and feasting. No? Because this is one type of recreation. Chanting, dancing, feasting. No, and these things. No, push nose, stand on head. Nothing. sit in nails. Feet tied up, head down. Hanging. You know that? Put around fire in the desert. Oh, no. Severe cold, deep up to here, water. I made it. Chant that. Distribute book, distribute prasad. Yeah. Samosa, kachori, gulab jam, rabri. So many things. Panditji.
Under the influence of your illusory energy, such a foolish so-called ruler or king becomes falsely proud of his position, just like a foolish person who considers a mirage in the desert a reservoir of water. Foolish persons think that their material possessions will give them protection. Engaged in sense gratification, they falsely accept this material world as a place of eternal enjoyment.
There is one story Bhagavan said. There is one sage and a mouse is coming. What happened? Mouse is folded hair, Mickey Mouse, and his antenna, his tail. What happened? Restless. What happened? It's a back tail, doing like antenna. What happened? Say, what do you want? The cat is chasing me. What do you want? Can you make me a cat? Okay. Take water from the water. Let it be. At last, they became a cat. After some days, again, mew. He's flapping his tail. What happened? Listen. The dog is disturbed. So what do you want? Can you make me a dog? Please. Take water from the common water pot. In India, the sage has got water pot and a blanket and a copy. The guy is saying, Sadhu ka sambal, lota kambal. Sadhu has only thing, a blanket, a minimum, meager, whatever is necessary, and a water pot. Is there anything? Take water. Tathastu, let it be. That was in game, a dog. After Sunday, again, dog is coming. Dog flapping his tail, antenna. What happened? Sir, there are other ferocious animals. What is that? Tiger. What do you want? Hey, tiger, please. Okay. Let it be, you become a tiger. That is why it's a big position. No, Baba, Baba said, everybody wants to in this world want to become sage, sing. Sage means like a tiger, everybody is scared of him. Then suddenly, tiger city, he's not going. What happened? He's looking at him. Why are you staring at me? Why are you staring at me? You want to eat me up? Yeah. Take care, brother. Punan Moshiko Baba. Again, become Mickey Mouse. This is him, Mickey Mouse. Somebody become big. Don't want to become sad, see. Say, it's tiger. like a tiger. Everybody will be scared of me. But I won't be scared of anyone. Welcome. I'm ready. So better like to become a bhakta. Even tiger is scared of more powerful being.
O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we must admit that before this, we were puffed up with our material opulence.
Very proud. When we get power, position.
It was as if we were intoxicated, because we were all envious and wanted to conquer one another.
Can you say infatuated? Huh? Another word, infatuated. Intoxicated. Eh? Get power. Too much knowledge. Too much wealth. Too much beauty. What is that? Few other things. He become puffed up. In Bengali say, Dharake Sarakyan. Whole world is insignificant. Eh? There is nothing. And God teaches him, giving a lesson.
We all engaged in fighting for supremacy, even at the cost of sacrificing the lives of many citizens. This is the disease of political power. As soon as a king becomes rich in material opulences, he wants to dominate other nations by military aggression. Similarly, mercantile men want to monopolize a certain type of business and control other mercantile groups. Impelled by false prestige and infatuated by material opulences.
If you look in the history, Prabhupada said, big empires, where have they have gone? Big empire, pharaohs, Egyptian, Mughal empire, taking bath in a milk. People cannot take milk. He's taking bath in a milk. You know that? In a tank, there will be milking. And the empire will go take bath in a milk. One cannot take milk, poor people. Another, the princess, they're feeding the dog, meat, this, that. And men cannot eat rice, what to speak of meat? Many empires. One cannot remain in a long time, Prabhupada said. You become Krishna conscious, others will finish. Time is coming. Before that, better become Krishna conscious. Better late than never.
Impelled by false prestige and infatuated by material opulences, human society, instead of striving for Krishna consciousness, creates havoc and disrupts peaceful living. Thus men forget the real purpose of life, to attain the favor of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The kings continued, O Lord, we were simply engaged in the abominable task of killing citizens and alluring them to be unnecessarily killed just to satisfy our political whims. We did not consider that your lordship is always present before us in the form of cruel death. We were so foolish that we became the cause of death for others, forgetting our own impending death. But, dear Lord, the force of the time element, which is your representative, is certainly insurmountable. The time element is so strong that no one can escape its influence. Therefore, we have received the reactions of our atrocious activities, and we are now bereft of all opulences and stand before you like street beggars. We consider our position your causeless, unalloyed mercy upon us, because now we can understand that we were falsely proud and that our material opulences could be withdrawn from us within a second by your will. By your causeless mercy only, we are now able to think of your lotus feet.
One saintly pastor said, they think money is God. So somebody has so much fortune. One day to a saintly pastor, his descendant has come and paid obeisance. He said, where is he now, your grandfather? The famous man made fortune. Now where he has gone? But if we become Krishna conscious, we can tell he has gone. Good destination. Huh? Where he is, Viking?
By your causeless mercy only, we are now able to think of your lotus feet. This is our greatest gain. Dear Lord, everyone knows that the body is a breeding ground of diseases. Now we are quite aged, and instead of being proud of our bodily strength, we are getting weaker day by day. We are no longer interested in sense gratification or the false happiness derived through the material body. By your grace, we have now come to the conclusion that hankering after such material happiness is just like searching for water in a desert mirage.
Taiji say, Nibbitta tarsui Pugayamana Bhavu Shadi Shakta Mano Hira Ka Uttama Sloka Gunanu Bhana Virajeta Vinam Sundha. Have a sloka Prabhupada is writing in front of Krishna. What does it mean? Nibbitta tarsai. Nibbitta means one is given up hankering. Material things. Upagya mahanat. Bhavu shudhi.
The only medicine.
Medicine. The sutra mano hira. Ka uttama sloka. One is glorified with choicest verses. Except for the killer of the soul, that means who are attached to sense gratification or who are not, you know, trying to realize itself. Constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Harikatha, glorifying. Gunanubanat, Unubanat means constantly. Non-stop, glorify the Lord with choicest verses. Except one who is considered, I am this body and enjoy it. Or one who is not into self-realization. Yes? Right? Yes, Tony.
One question according to this.
Which question?
My question is.
Is it related to this?
Yes.
Not at.
So, if I'm trying to constantly, forcibly, try...
Not forcibly.
That is my point.
Ale, forcibly. Nibbitta tarsi. One who has given up, hankering after material sense object.
Automatically this becomes.
Automatically. Other than that, he won't do.
If you are following hard, if one like, force oneself too much, that won't do.
I don't know what scripture said I'm saying. If Krishna sees you are sincere, Krishna will help. He'll take care. There is a story of Jajati. He was so much enjoying sensual. Suddenly he gave up. Difficult. Huh? More you enjoy, more you feel like it. It's like a fueling the fire. You put butter. He petrol or the story of Pururaba. Huh? Pururaba and Udboshi. Read all these stories. How dangerous. Simply theoretical knowledge not anything. From time immemorial we have he said Karsati. Vidya Lopi Karsati. One who knows scripture, you should not do, this happened, that happened. Still, he becomes empty. So difficult. He said, it's formidable. Three modes of material nature is called formidable. I know I shouldn't do, still, isn't it? sometimes. Kama dinankari tai kari. The time he made so many times I am following the direction of my desires, material, sensual desires, lusty desires. But still, they are not pleased, never pleased. How much is they are not satisfied? So, my Lord, what is that? Ipati, Jodhupati, please, now I want to see. Sadhu, please help me. That is devotion. If we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, who get a high test, that is good. That is Billabongla, same thing. Billabongla gave up. Again, because of bad habit, but past habit. Habit is the second nature. Prabhupada says, this movement is meant for building character, making changing the heart, that means changing the habit. Yeah? It may be something else we can do, but changing character habit is difficult. Yes or no?
Yes.
What doctor say? Yes? Any comment? Yes, be fine. Ready, you can give up. Again, you.
We are no longer interested in the results of our pious activities.
But we are all interested in the result of our activity, isn't it? That is called putiti work. Everybody is working hard, day and night. Doesn't know any moment he can die. Still, I want this, I want that, I want that. In between he dies. So all the money he amassed, planned, oh no. Next time we start from the beginning, scratch. Still, many people like that. Make so many plans, you must say. Millions and millions of, you know, whatever their currency may be, making so much profit, he doesn't make any more, suddenly he dies. Now who will enjoy? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let past be buried, forget your past. Let future be sleeping. Let me live in the previous moment, make the best of it in Krishna consciousness. Your future looks great and bright. Yeah, he said, now do we believe? He believed. Sounds very practical. Yes? Yes? We have to follow the saintly person. Then their path, no much danger. But their experience. Make sense? Yes?
Yes.
Not everybody says. For the doubtful person, you can't be happy here. Neither. So, better kick out the doubt. Kick out the doubt. Doubt is like a demon. Sometimes doubt kills in one bhakti and it leaves the movement. So many movements.
How do I know if one
some saintly person says so much enthusiasm, chanting, dancing, doing this, that. Suddenly, he dived deep and bloop. He doesn't surface. I just gone the way. After many years, you can recognize me? He said, yeah, I feel sorry. That place I used to do this, I used to do that in that temple. Oh, yeah. Dead past.
We are no longer interested in the results of our pious activities, such as performing great sacrifices to be elevated to the heavenly planets. We now understand that such elevation to a higher material standard may sound very realizable, but actually there cannot be any happiness within this material world. We pray for your Lordship to favor us by instructing us how to engage in the transcendental loving service of your lotus feet, so that we may never forget our eternal relationship with your Lordship. We do not want liberation from the entanglement of material existence. By your will, we may take birth in any species of life, it does not matter. We simply pray that we never forget your lotus feet under any circumstances. Dear Lord, we now surrender unto your lotus feet by offering our respectful obeisances unto you because you are the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Vasudeva.
There are so many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. So sometimes small prayers also. You can do. Among all prayers, there is one prayer that tells everything. Except, what is that prayer? Who can tell? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. We sincerely say, all auspiciousness will descend. But we are not doing it. Snake. So many are here. So many are here. All of us, I don't mean anyone. All of us. Somebody asked, some saintly person, right? How to perfect? He said, do you think it's so easy? Do other things, but also all the time chanting as much as possible. It took me 40 years, so many years, to achieve perfection. Overnight you can. With Ashtanga doing 3 lakhs, you are doing nothing. Not even 1/12, that is also not doing. Yes? 1/12. Do at least 1/3. Make a face. Okay. Half. Okay, half. Now, this is minimum. Rest of the time, if you always engage in Krishna's service, I hope, I think Krishna will consider something like that. On 70% say. Because 3 people are not doing, devotees are not doing. And some little austerity, that also. Ekadasi, twice in a month, little fast, till 12 maybe. Supposed to fast whole day. At night you will remain hours. Kali Yuga all fallen, at least eat something. Fruits, vegetables,
milk product,
just to maintain. If you don't do this austerity little, how can you expect your bhakti? Okay, then time is running out, almost coming to 7 o'clock. Encore?
You are the super soul in everyone's heart, and you are Lord Hari, who can take away all miserable conditions of material existence.
You see, you can take away.
Dear Lord, your name is Govinda, reservoir of all pleasure. Because one who is engaged in satisfying your senses satisfies his own senses automatically. Dear Lord, you are ever famous, for you can put an end to all the miseries of your devotees. Please, therefore, accept us as your surrendered servants. After hearing the prayers of the kings released from the prison of Jarasandha, Lord Krishna, who is always the protector of surrendered souls,
he says this,
and the ocean of mercy for the devotees, replied to them as follows in his sweet transcendental voice, which was grave and full of meaning. My dear kings, he said, I bestow upon you my blessings. From this day forth, you will be attached to my devotional service without fail.
Are we attached? We are forcibly turning. We are forcibly doing. Yeah? Are we attached to devotional service? Maybe attached to prasad.
I'm praying only to Guru Maharaj, I will become more attached.
That is good.
I give you this benediction as you have desired. You may know from me that I am always sitting within your hearts as the super soul, and because you have now turned your faces towards me, I, as master of everyone, shall always give you good counsel so that you may never forget me, and so that gradually you will come back home, back to Godhead. My dear kings.
So if we follow like that, those kings, Krishna will give us, so that you always remain attached to Krishna. Yeah? So nice, yeah. Welcome. Namaskaram. Namaskaram. Welcome to Krishna Book Reading. Everybody, Sagar, welcome.
My dear kings, your decision to give up all conceptions of material enjoyment and turn instead toward my devotional service is factually the symptom of your good fortune. Henceforward, you will always be blessed with blissful life. I confirm that all you have spoken about me in your prayers is factual. It is a fact that the materially opulent position of one who is not fully Krishna conscious is the cause of his downfall, and he is becoming a victim of the illusory energy. In the past, there were many rebellious kings such as Haihaya, Nahush, Vain, Ravan, and Narakasur. Some of them were demigods and some of them were demons. But because of their false perception of their positions, they fell from their exalted post, and thus they no longer remained kings of their respective kingdoms and were lost in the violence of abominable conditioned life.
Recently heard one. He, dictator, so violent, he died. Even dog is not killed like that. Let me get out. And spray the bullet 1.5 minutes. I don't want to say the name.
Every one of you must understand that anything material has its starting point, growth, maintenance, expansion, deterioration, and finally disappearance. All material bodies are subject to these six conditions, and any relative acquisitions accumulated by this body are definitely subject to final destruction. Therefore, no one should be attached to perishable things. As long as one is within this material body, he should be very cautious in worldly dealings. The most perfect way of life in this material world is simply to be devoted to my transcendental loving service and to execute honestly the prescribed duties of one's particular position. As far as you are concerned, you all belong to Kshatriya families. Therefore, you should live honestly according to the prescribed duties befitting the royal order and make your citizens happy in all respects. Keep to the standard of Kshatriya life. Do not beget children out of sense gratification, but simply take charge of the welfare of the people in general. Everyone takes birth in this material world in continuation of his previous life, and thus he is subject to the stringent laws of nature, such as birth and death, distress and happiness, profit and loss. One should not be disturbed by duality, but should always be fixed in my devotional service and thus remain balanced in mind and satisfied in all circumstances, considering all things to be given by me. Thus, one can live a very happy and peaceful life even within this material condition. In other words, one should actually be callous to the material body and its byproducts and should be unaffected by them. One should remain fully satisfied in the interest of the spirit soul and engage in the service of the super soul. One should engage his mind only in thinking of me. One should simply become my devotee. One should simply worship me, and one should offer his respectful obeisances unto me alone. In this way, one can cross over this ocean of nisans very easily and at the end come back to me. In conclusion, your lives should be constantly engaged in my service.
Stop here or what? 7 after 7.
Two pages
you read and then go? Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
After delivering his instructions to the kings and princes, Lord Krishna immediately arranged for their comfort and asked many servants and maid servants to take care of them. Lord Krishna requested Sahadev, the son of King Jarasandha, to supply all necessities to the kings and show them all respect and honor. In pursuance of the order of Lord Krishna, Sahadev offered them all honor and presented them with ornaments, garments, garlands, and other paraphernalia. After taking their baths and dressing very nicely, the kings appeared happy and gentle. Then they were supplied nice food. Lord Krishna supplied everything for their comfort, as befitting their royal positions. Since the kings were so mercifully treated by Lord Krishna, they felt great happiness, and their bright faces appeared just like the stars in the sky after the end of the rainy season. All nicely dressed and ornamented, their earrings glittering, they were then seated on chariots bedecked with gold and jewels and drawn by decorated horses. After seeing that each was taken care of, Lord Krishna, in a sweet voice, asked them to return to their respective lands. By his liberal behavior, unparalleled in the history of the world, Lord Krishna released all the kings who had been in the clutches of Jarasandha, and the kings, being fully satisfied, began to chant his holy name, think of his holy form, and glorify his transcendental pastimes as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus engaged, they returned to their respective kingdoms. The citizens of their kingdoms were greatly pleased to see them return, and when they heard of the kind dealings of Lord Krishna, they were all very happy. The kings began to manage the affairs of their kingdoms in accordance with the instructions of Lord Krishna, and all those kings and their subjects passed their days very happily. This is a vivid example of a Krishna-conscious society. If the people of the world, taking into account their respective material qualities, divide the whole society into four orders for material progress and four orders for spiritual progress, centering these orders on Krishna and following the instructions of Krishna as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the entire human society will undoubtedly be happy. This is the lesson we have to take from this incident. After thus causing annihilation of Jarasandha by Bhimsen, and after being properly honored by Sahadev, the son of Jarasandha, Lord Krishna, accompanied by Bhimsen and Arjun, returned to the city of Hastinapur. When they reached the precincts of Hastinapur, they blew their respective consoles, and by hearing the sound vibrations and understanding who was arriving, everyone immediately became cheerful. But the enemies of Krishna, upon hearing the consoles, were very sorry. The citizens of Indraprastha felt their hearts become joyful simply by hearing the vibration of Krishna's consoles, because they could understand that Jarasandha had been killed. Now, the performance of the Rajasuya sacrifice by King Yudhishthir was almost certain. Bhimsen, Arjun and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, arrived before King Yudhishthir and offered their respects to the king. King Yudhishthir attentively heard the narration of the killing of Jarasandha and the setting free of the kings. He also heard of the tactics adopted by Krishna to kill Jarasandha. The king was naturally affectionate towards Krishna, but after hearing the story, he became even more bound to him in love. Tears of ecstasy glided from his eyes, and he was so stunned that he was almost unable to speak. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 73rd chapter of Krishna, where Krishna returns to the city of Hastinapur.
So, we'll go now. Offer them. Attend prayer. One is Namadasta, one is Gopi Gita.